This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Here's what we want you to do, and we have VD if you need it.
Voice disguiser.
We want you to tell us when you got revenge. Are you a vengeful person?
I am, but I never follow. In my mind, I just don't act it out.
I love it. You're like, I'm this person, Bogart at the week. Like, but you just don't.
No, I just, how about you?
I'm kind of like, I hold a lot of, I'm too passive aggressive.
Me too.
I have a lot of grudges against people. Like, for example, True Green. I mean.
Yeah, you've had a problem with
But I don't, I've never.
And you're not alone. I know a lot.
Yeah. But I haven't gotten revenge
you
on them.
You haven't. You put them in their place when you're on the phone.
I know, but you know what? I feel like I need to go to their corporate headquarters and make the grass brown.
Okay, all right. Or spell out words in their
brown. Yes. Spell out swingle in their. So the reason we're talking about revenge is a Florida woman got arrested for chasing her boyfriend across six lanes of traffic with a knife.
Wait. So she was running across six lanes.
Yes.
Okay.
The two argued after a woman accused him of cheating and refusing to show her his cell phone. She then grabbed a kitchen knife and chased him across six. Okay, first off, he's an idiot for, although if somebody, even if it's my girlfriend, if she's got a knife and you know that you've just cheated on her, you don't know what state of mind she's in. So I guess he's right to run.
That is true.
But yeah, six lanes of traffic, and that was her revenge, was chasing him across the.
I like she has a kitchen knife just handy. Just
well,
with her at all.
When I'm going to accuse somebody of cheating, Steve.
You got your.
I want to make sure I have at least a farm implement, kitchen knife. I don't know.
Something.
Some sort of weaponry.
Huh.
So that's a good revenge story. Now, here's what we want to do, though. We don't want them all to be just cheating, although that is one of the major times when a revenge has happened. We found this blog post from some guy, and you can tell how old it is by the movie he was going to see. He was going to see the movie The Martian.
Oh, with
Matt Damon.
Nice, yeah.
And the girl from your movie.
Oh, Chastain, from Molly's Game.
Yes.
Yeah, she was the captain.
Yes, you made me watch Molly's Game, which, by the way, is exceptional.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie, especially if you like skiing and poker. Anyway, so he goes in, gets to the theater like 30 minutes early. Clearly, it was long enough ago that there wasn't reserved seating.
Yeah.
Because now I don't go to a theater that doesn't have recliners, reserved seating, and a bar.
Booze,
Yes. It's got the little give my little maker's mark. And then Anyway, he gets there early, gets his popcorn, sits down, then realizes, I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So he gets up, goes to the bathroom, and as he comes back, he sees a woman he sees her in her final move. She's moving his stuff to a different seat, and her children are sitting in his seat.
Yes.
So she has gone in and taken his seat away from him. So he's like, he's clearly like you and I, passive aggressive, is like, all right, I'll suck it up. There's children involved. I'll just sit in my other seat. Waits for a few minutes and realizes the kids are sucking down their sodas so fast that they're all going to have to go to the bathroom. And they do. And as children do, they all get up and go together, and mom has to go with. At which point he gets up, moves all of their stuff to the very front of the theater. And returns to his seat front and center.
Gotta respect that.
She comes walking back in, sees her stuff in the front row, shoots him a glance, knowing full well that she'd already done it to him. What is she going to do?
I love her for just owning it.
It's like,
normally I'm going to do it.
I think the only words you can say right then are well played.
Very well played.
Your revenge was
perfect.
Perfectly timed.
Was
subtle. No one got hurt.
Didn't say a word.
Not us.
Didn't touch anybody.
Nothing. You moved my stuff?
Yes.
I moved your stuff.
Yeah.
That's the kind of revenge we're looking for. Have you gotten revenge on somebody in any way, shape, or form? I saw another one where there's a person who cheated on his girlfriend, and she was mad, so they broke up, and she did the prerequisite, blocked him on Insta, blocked him on Facebook, blocked him everywhere. So he can't see her. She can't, no messages, no nothing, blocked him everywhere. She literally, her revenge for his unfaithfulness is she unblocks him every Monday during the Game of Thrones seasons, because they air on Sunday nights. She unblocks him on Mondays and sends him a spoiler alert. Sends him what happens in the previous night's episode. Oh,
that's awesome,
and then
too.
Reblocks him.
Yes.
And there's nothing he can do.
Oh, that's...
I mean, he could block... I think he could go, but he...
No,
somehow,
no, that's brilliant.
He's like, I want her to stop, but there's...
Ha-ha.
There's nothing I can do. Somebody else said they wanted to go see a sold-out show of the Foo Fighters. They failed desperately in getting their hands on the tickets. She managed to get a couple. She waited till Christmas to give them to him. They were excited, jumping up and down. He dumped her 2 days before Valentine's Day after ignoring her for a bunch of time. They'd been together for like 2 years. They haven't talked to each other, but yeah, she gave the tickets. She logged into her Ticketmaster account and transferred the tickets to her brother. This guy thought, I can break up with her just before the concert.
And still...
And it's like flash seats. You think you've got them on your phone. She just transferred them to somebody else.
Oh, that's...
And since she's the one who paid for them, she is the original account holder. So he goes to Foo Fighters thinking, I dumped that B and I still get the concert. He didn't go.
He got outplayed on
her
that
brother
one.
Was at the show.
That rocks.
Her ex-boyfriend was not. All right, so we've given you enough of our stories. If you've done something vengeful, we want to hear your revenge stories. Danielle?
Yay.
What's your revenge?
When I was in sixth grade, I was in a play at my school, and we had to write a little biography about ourselves. And I wrote that one of my favorite foods to eat was pizza rolls.
Mm.
And there was this really mean girl, and she read it, and she was like, what's pizza rolls? So I explained it to her, and she was like, oh, I wouldn't know, because only poor people eat pizza rolls.
Kind of true, but
because real people can eat pizzas.
Whole pizzas, yes.
Right, which I was poor as a child, so I wasn't, like, too offended about it, but it just was something she shouldn't have said. So a couple years later, I saw her at the store where the poor people like to shop because everything is cheap. And I walked up to her and I asked her if she wanted me to show her where the pizza rolls were.
Did she get it? She understand what you meant?
Yeah, she did. And she just kind of looked at me. Her mom was right next to her. And then I just walked away.
So they fell on some financial hardships in a stock market crash.
Yeah.
Yikes.
As you got into your Maybach and you took off.
Sorry. We're slumming it today with the Maybach. That's
well played.
That is very well played. Thank you for the call. By the way, we always had pizza rolls in the freezer. That's how I know she's like.
For the poor people food?
Dude, we're not making fun of it, but it's like, dude, if you, we could afford it. We had it. Lindsay?
Yay.
Revenge.
Okay. I was in college and I had a terrible roommate, and she actually left early and left a ton of the stuff in her room, including like trash and stuff, like stuffed under her bed and stuffed under her desk. And she was like, hey, can you take my like microwave and my posters like to my new room? And I was like, okay, fine. So I take all the stuff to her new room for her. But then I also pick up every single piece of trash and food and stuff that she left in the room, and I dumped it all over her new room.
You moved all of her stuff to the new room. That's very well played.
That is.
Thank you. She left tons of stuff like shoved under her desk that it was like packed in.
Good for you.
Yes.
First off, you're not the peasant mover.
Right.
But then, and the cleaning lady. That was... I like that one. Thank you for the call, Lindsay.
These are smart.
Jessica.
Yay.
Revenge.
So I was staying in this hotel in San Francisco that was kind of a vintage hotel and had a really old school elevator where you like the chain link door across the...
Oh,
old school. So like a box.
Yeah.
And I got stuck in it twice.
Oh.
On the first 2 days I was there. And it wasn't a big deal. They were able to just call it back down to the lobby and it was fine. But there was a four-person limit in this elevator, and on the third day I was there, this family followed me in, a family of four. And I said, hey, there's a limit, and by the way, I've already gotten stuck in here. And they're like, we're not getting out. So I said, okay. And I got out and I ran up the stairs as fast as I could and I hit the button on every single floor.
Oh,
oh my God, that is vindictive. Right. Took a little fitness. That's great.
That is awesome, Jess.
Did, got some exercise in.
You never got to see their face on each floor, though, did you?
No, but I could hear them.
Why does it keep stomping on every floor? Oh, that's good.
That is really good.
Thank you for the call, Jessica. Tana.
Yeah, awesome. My revenge story is I'm in a service in place, and when people stiff me or don't tip me very well, and I've been a great server, and they ask for something to go, like a drink wise, so they give me I want a Mr. Pibb. I'll be like, all right, great, here's your Sprite.
You intentionally give them the wrong drink. You give them a Sprite instead of a Pibb?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not probably going to turn her all the way around for a beverage. They'll probably that's not.
The more you can't go clear for brown, though. All you got to, I would still substitute a different brown, though, because like there's nothing like when you're putting, you know, it's going to be Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb, and then it turns out to be like Diet Coke, and you're like, what the
son of a.
That's
very well played.
But they deserve it.
They do.
They didn't tip, so you got to take care of your own. Sharon.
Yes, yay.
What's your revenge?
Well, my revenge is my ex-boyfriend. This is down in Miami in the summer heat. He had just got a brand new car, and I found out he cheated on me. So my friend and I took 3 dozen eggs and egged his car, and it sat all day in the sun.
Oh, my. There's nothing that ruins the
paint. We just lost Steve.
Yes, you saw.
The car didn't do anything to you.
Right. Or the eggs.
Those poor chickens.
It was hilarious. It was so hard to hold back the laughter.
I know.
Listening to him screaming.
I know. Oh, that's the worst. And it smells.
Poor car. Right. Daniel.
Yay.
Revenge.
So a buddy of mine left town, and he moved like people do, but he had borrowed some stuff from me, and he owed me a little bit of money. So I'm going to date myself here. But back in the old days, you could sign up for the BMG Music Club, get a bunch of CDs for a penny, and then have to buy some later.
I remember that. You would get a thing, and it was like my parents would look at it.
Yep.
And you could pick 12 for a penny.
Yes.
And then they were $800 each after that.
Then you used to have magazines that had little cards inside that you'd say, sign up for the magazine, says, check the box, says, bill me later. And things like that. I signed them up for everything I could think of.
You signed them up for magazines and the BMG Club?
Dang.
Oh, plus some other stuff. I put him up with a donation for one of those call-in March of Dimes or something. And once you pledge your money, it's a legal debt, and they can come after you for that money.
Didn't know that.
But he owed you money. He's not going to be able to pay you off. He's got to pay for magazines and music. And
oh, he was long gone.
Wow. That's still very well played,
not
Daniel.
Bad. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.